ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Summon Bonon, Chapter 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form. Text number 12. Sri Garga Uvacha Ajam hi Rohini Putra Ramajan Suhido Ganai Akyasyate Ramayiti Bale Baladi Kyat Balam Bidu Jadunan Apritat Bhavat Shankarshanan Ushantyapi Sri Garga Uvacha Ajam hi Rohini Putra Ramajan Sruhrido Gunai Akyasyate Rama Iti Baladi Kyat Balam Bidhu Jadunan Apritat Bhavat Shankarshana Ushantyapi Sri Garga Uvacha Ajam hi Rohini Putra Ramajan Suhido Ganai Akyasyate Rama Iti Baladi Kyat Balam Bidhu Jadunan Apritat Bhavat Shankarshana Ushantyapi. Please chant. So if you have the telephone, you can chant. Anyone can chant? akasya te rama iti baladikya balam vidu jadunan apritak bhavat shankarshanan ushantyapi Sri Garga uvacha. Garga Muni said, Ajam, this he indeed, Rohini Putraha, the son of Rohini, Ramayam, pleasing, Suhidaha, all his friends and relatives, Gunai, by transcendental qualities, Akyashyate will be called Ramaha by the name Rama, the supreme enjoyer. Iti, in this way, Bala Adikyat, because of extraordinary strength, Balambidhu will be known as Balaram, Jadunam of the Jadu dynasty, Apritak Babat, because of not being separated from you, Shankarshanam, by the name Shankarshan, or uniting two families, Ushanti, attracts, api, also, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Garga Muni said, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because of his, he unites two families, Vasudeva's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Shankarshan. Purport. Baladeva was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb into that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed, according to a statement in the Harivamsa. Pratyu vacha tato rama sarvansta abhitastitam yada veshu apisharveshu bhavantama mavalabha. Garga Muni did disclose to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram, who will be known as Shankarshan because of uniting two families, the Jadu Bansa and the Bansa of Nanda Maharaj, one of which was known as a Kshatriya and the other as a Vaishya. Both families have the same original forefather, the only difference being that Nanda Maharaj was born of a Vaishya wife, whereas Vasudeva was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife, and Vasudev married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now Baladev united them, and therefore he was known as Shankarshan. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaja Chakshur Ummilitam Jnana Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishwaparaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Ramapaswamiti. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine. Bancha kalpa taruvyasya kripa sindhu vyayevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So, the description of Lord Balaram is given here through his name-giving ceremony. Garga Muni named Lord Balaram according to his transcendental qualities. So again, he says that because he will give happiness to all his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities, he will be known as Rama. So Prabhupada sometimes translates Rama as the reservoir of all pleasures. So Lord Balaram is the giver of transcendental pleasure. We pray to Lord Nityananda, who is this most magnanimous manifestation of Lord Balaram, as Haha Prabhu Nityananda, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Shuki, that he is always in this ecstatic, blissful state, like emanating this joy of prema, premananda, sukhi. Kripa bala koro, kripa bala koro, ami boro dukhi. So I'm very unhappy, so please kindly bestow this most wonderful, blissful happiness of love of Godhead. So this is one of the qualities of Lord Balaram. He's the bestower of all transcendental happiness and pleasure. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he was also known as Bala. So the strength manifested by Lord Balaram is the spiritual, is the quality is the spiritual strength. And by this spiritual potency, he is basically the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole cosmic manifestation, both spiritual and material. It is explained that this whole universe is sustained by Lord Balaram, by Lord Balaram's potency. So he is very powerful, very strong, and in his manifestation, and part of his transcendental pastimes is that he displayed this extreme powerful. We all know of the pastime of him with his plow dragging the whole river Yamuna. No, sorry, dragging the whole city of Hastinapuri. This is the capital of the Kurus, which was at that time the capital of the world. So you just took a plow and then started to drag the whole thing, to drown it in the Yamuna. So very powerful Lord Balaram. And then he also is described as Shankarshan because he united the two families, Vasudeva's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj. The explanation is given that during his, when Lord Balaram appeared in this world, he appeared as the seventh child of Vasudev and Devaki. And immediately when he enters into the womb of Devaki, she could understand that this was a transcendental child. And not only her could understand that, but also everybody, including Kamsa. So Devaki and Vasudeva is starting to become afraid that Kamsa may, Kamsa was going to kill the child. But immediately Krishna arranged for transferring Lord Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, who was an otherwise wife of Vasudev, who was being protected by Nanda Maharaj. So there is Rohini all of a sudden becoming pregnant out of the blue like that. But she was informed by Garga Rishi that this is from her husband Vasudev. So and she became also the mother of Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram is known as Rohini Nandana, but he is also the son of Vasudev and Devaki. So it's part of his transcendental pastimes. So because he grew up under the foster father of, how you say that? He was the foster child. No, that's what you say? Yeah, his foster father was Nanda Maharaj. Then he united by his presence these two families of this. But also, there's a description that is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in which Lord Shankarshan, the name Shankarshan is that who unites its two families. But also, Lord Shankarshan in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is described as he, the personality, the supreme person who creates both the material and the spiritual world. So he is the personality who is at the center of all the cosmic creation, both spiritual and material. He maintains both spirit and matter. And because of him, these are unified too. He is the predominator deity of transcendental knowledge. And by transcendental knowledge, both matter and spirit becomes also unified. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, here's the description. Lord Shankarshan, this is Madhya 20:255-256. There's few verses that describe Lord Shankarshan. Lord Shankarshan is Lord Balaram, being the predominator of the creative energy. He creates both the material and the spiritual worlds. 256. The original Shankarshan, Lord Balaram, is the cause of both the material and the spiritual creation. He is the predominating deity of egotism, and by the will of Krishna and the power of the spiritual energy, he creates the spiritual worlds which consist of the planets Goloka Vrindavan and the Vaikuntha planets. The deity of egotism is very interesting. I'm not sure how to, but see if there's a little more explanation. 257. Although there is no question of creation as far as the spiritual world is concerned, the spiritual world is nonetheless manifest by the supreme will of Shankarshan. The spiritual world is the abode of the pastime of the eternal spiritual energy. 258. Gokula, the supreme abode and planet, appears like a lotus flower and has thousands of petals. The world of that lotus is the abode of the Supreme Lord Krishna. This lotus shape supreme abode is created by the will of Lord Ananta. This is quoted from the Brahma Samhita 5.2. To 59. By the agency of the material energy, this same Lord Shankarshan creates all the universes. The dull material energy, known in modern language as nature, is not the cause of the material universe. 260. Without the Supreme Personality of Godhead's energy, dull matter cannot create the cosmic manifestation. Its power does not arise from the material energy itself, but is endowed by Shankarshan. Dull matter alone cannot create anything. The material energy produces a creation by the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iron itself has no power to burn, but when iron is placed in fire, it is empowered to burn. And so on. Here we go. Number 62. Balaram and Krishna are the original efficient and material cause of the material world. As Mahavishnu and the material energy, they enter into the material elements and create diversities by multi-energies. Thus, they are the cause of all causes. So, the position to understand Lord Balaram, we have to first understand the position of Lord Krishna, and that's pretty much established in Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Bhakti Shastras, that Krishna is the supreme original personality of Godhead. He is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, and from him he expands. So the first expansion of Lord Krishna is Lord Balaram. It's called the Vai Baba Prakash. There's a different terms that is used of these expansions. So the first expansion is Lord Balaram. And it is explained that there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Krishna's expansion. There is just the difference are there is no difference in power, but the difference are in function and the complexion or the forms like that. And Lord Balaram has this very special feature that he is exactly like Krishna. He possesses all the qualities that Krishna has. And there is only, of all the manifestation of the personality of Godhead, then only Krishna and Balaram possesses all these full qualities. They're named as 64 qualities. All the other manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Vishnu Tattvas, they possess 60 of these qualities. And then after that, we have Lord Shiva, who possesses, I believe, 55. And then there's the Jivas, who possess 50 of those qualities. But only Krishna and Balaram possess all these full qualities. So there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Then the difference, as Prabhupada explains, complexion. Lord Balaram is described as white like milk, and sometimes he's also described as these beautiful crystals, and Lord Krishna is blackish, dark. And in terms of mood, Lord Balaram has a special quality of being the supreme personality of servitorship. His mood is to serve Krishna. So is the personality of Godhead in the manifesting this supreme servitorship. So the whole thing of Lord Balaram is that he fulfills and he does everything Krishna desires. So he is the supreme manifestation of that mood of service. Which is quite mind-boggling. It's pretty far out that he is God manifesting God as the supreme servitorship. If that, you know, sort of makes some sense like that. So from Lord Balaram, everything that Krishna desires, everything that Krishna would like to do, Lord Balaram facilitates. So when he comes to, so therefore Lord Balaram creates the whole spiritual creation. He creates the whole spiritual world, which is becomes a playground and the for the passions of the Lord. So the Lord, everything that is required for the Lord for his pastime, his holy dham, is manifested from Lord Balaram. For the purpose of facilitating or reforming lost souls, by Krishna's desire, Lord Balaram manifests the material world. So in one sense, Krishna doesn't do anything. Krishna just enjoys his pastimes, and Lord Balaram does everything else. Like that. He creates everything. He facilitates everything. There's something about also very wonderful in Lord Balaram, that he's so keen on serving Krishna that he served Krishna in all the different five main rasas. And he manifests ways of, you know, he spent himself to serve in all those five rasas in Krishna's pastimes. So in Shantaras, like again, he manifests at all the paraphernalia of Krishna, the crowns, the shoes, the seat, the playground, the holy dam, everything like that. Like we say, his mood of being a servant to serve Krishna is very strong. So the dasya is there. Of course, he's one of the cowherd boys, so he's also constantly with Krishna playing with the cowherd boys. So he is in this sakya ras. But because he's the elder brother, he has this vatsalya, a parental approach towards Krishna. He always wants to protect Krishna. So he never leaves Krishna alone. He all constantly with Krishna. And sometimes he chastises Krishna. And correct him like that. And Krishna respects him in such way too. And in Madhurya Ras, he expands himself as Ananda Manjari, which is the younger sister of Shrimati Radharani, and who is very dear to Lalita and Vishakha. So Lord Balaram also assists Krishna in his Madhurya Lila. Here's some reading on the beautiful form of Lord Balaram. by Srila Prabhupada. Powerful Lord Balaram is 16 years old, full of luster and youth, and has a fair complexion, the color of crystal. Balaram wears blue garments and a garland of forest flowers. Baladev's handsome hair is tied in a graceful topknot. Splendid earrings adorn Balaram's ears. Sri Baladev's neck is splendidly decorated with garlands of flowers and strings of jewels. Splendid bracelets and armlets adorn Dauji's graceful and very strong arms. Dauji is the name of Krishna as the elder brother. Balaram's feet are decorated with a splendid jewel anklets. Sri Baladev is Sri Krishna's dearest friend. Baladev is a great reservoir of the nectar, mellows, of many kinds of transcendental pastimes. This is from RKG. Which book is RKG? Do you remember? Which book is RKG? Yeah, this is. We have to find out that. Radha Krishna, whatever. No. Anyway, RKG. The quote, I don't know exactly where the quote comes, but here's another one. This is from Nectar of Devotion, chapter 4. Lord Balaram's beauty enhanced by the earrings touching his cheeks. Lord Balaram's beauty is enhanced by the earrings touching his cheeks. Balaram's face is decorated with tilak made from musk, and Balaram's broad chest is ornamented with a garland of gunja, small red, black, and white berries, native of Vrindavan. Sri Baladev's complexion is as white as an atom cloud, and he wears blue garments. Balaram's voice is very grave, and his arms are very long, touching his thighs. There's so many wonderful pastimes of Lord Balaram that we will hear throughout the narrations of the 10th canto. And he also kills some of the demons. Especially soon we'll hear how he will kill Denukasura and Pralambasura and Dvivida Gorilla gets chastised by Lord Balaram. We also will hear how Lord Balaram, he performed Rasa Leela, and he also plays the flute very, very, very wonderful like Krishna too. So he also plays. It is explained that he has his own sets of gopis. He doesn't mix with Krishna's gopis. He's very respectful of Krishna's gopis. In fact, it is explained that he very much, he has great affection for Krishna and Srimati Radharani, but he is also very reserved and respectful towards Srimati Radharani. It says that when Lord Balaram will be walking in Govardhan Hill and he see a series of golden shilas or stones, he will think, oh, the daughter of Queen Vrishabhanu has been walking through here, so he takes, takes another way in order to avoid Srimati Radharani out of respect. Similar, Srimati Radharani, when she's walking in Govardhan and she sees a series of crystal stones, you say, oh, Krishna's elder brother Baladev is around, so she takes another way. We hear the past tense, so Lord Balaram coming back to Vrindavan to help the inhabitants of Vrindavan ease the pain of being separated from Krishna. So he chants for them. They start to chant the glories of Krishna. So he was able to fully alleviate the distress of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the gopis, by just chanting Krishna's pastimes. And it is said that in the pastime that he got so absorbed in chanting Krishna's pastime that his complexion turned blue, dark blue. So he took the complexion of Krishna just by being completely absorbed in Krishna's pastime. So in the spiritual world, Lord Baladev is basically the sustainer of everything. But in the material world also, it is explained that as Maha Shankarshan, he expands himself into these four. He have these four expansions of Karanadakshay Vishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Shiradakshay Vishnu, and Ananta Shesha. And from this expansion, then the material world is created, and through him also the material world is destroyed. So that's Lord Balaram, the sustainer and the creator of this material manifestation. And to end, Lord Balaram is considered the original guru, because from him the perfect knowledge of how to have, or the relationship that we have with Krishna as a servitorship. So Lord Balaram is the original knowledge of how we properly relate to Krishna in the mood of service. So he is the original guru. And from him, then every personality, every devotee who serves, you know, as guru is under the shelter of Lord Balaram. So this is some few simple thoughts on the glories of Lord Balaram. Any comments or questions?
I remember very nice pastimes His Holiness Rupada Maharaj was describing about in his Vrindavan Jatra, I think. Say about Baladev, how Balaram, one time he asked Krishna, can I borrow your
feather? That's a nice one, yes.
And can I borrow your feather, you know?
Peacock and flute.
Yeah, flute. And then Krishna said, okay, go ahead. Then when he was wearing and he went in and he entered into the jungle, then how, you know, who is that?
Casey demon.
How he attacked him by mistaking that he is Krishna here. So
yeah,
he
had a big fight. Yeah, what he goes is that Lord Balaram wanted to be like Krishna, be Krishna for one day, so he asked for the peacock feather and the flute. And Krishna was so happy to just like whatever his brother wants, you know, he was very happy to. So he gave him his flute and his peacock, And then Lord Balaram put it, and he was very happy, running, playing the flute, and with the peak of being Krishna for the day. And Kamsa sent Keshi demon and described, how can I recognize Krishna? Well, it's very easy. He have a peak of feather and he's playing flute. So when the Keshi came and saw Balaram, there is Krishna. He kicked so hard Balaram in the chest, so hard, that they say that the kick was, you know, it was such a powerful kick that it will kick hundreds of elephants. Anyway, so he threw Balaram very far, and Balaram was very upset, but also was very distressed because he hurt. So he came back, you know, like pretty distressed, you know, and say, hey Krishna, you know, I don't want this anymore. You know, he got kicked very hard. So that passed and happened. Yeah, Krishna then killed Keshi.
Maharaj was explaining that. And one more thing. And one time I asked Chandramouli Maharaj, what is the difference between Balaram and Krishna? He said, simple answer. Only everything is same except the color. So the color of Krishna, Balaram is white, and his color of Krishna is Ghanasyam. So that is a very nice point. And what else? That's it. And so many things you can describe. And one more instance also. You remember that story in Krishna book? A very nice story when Balaram came, and who was there in this? He was giving class or something. He didn't get up.
Brahmaharshan Sutta.
What is his name?
Brahmaharshan Sutta.
Brahmaharshan. Then Balaram got it. He really got annoyed, and he
was giving Bhagavatam. He just killed the Bhagavatam speaker.
Oh. And recently, in a very nice story from our ISKCON devotee, when in New Vrindavan, one Mataji was explaining that one time she was offering some prasadam to Jagannath Baladev's. The plate fell down. Because that means he thought, you know, this Balaram was so angry that the preparation was not good, so she could not offer to Jagannath.
To the deities?
Yeah, to deity, Jagannath. So Balaram was so angry, you know, anything wrong, any mistakes in preparation, whatever, when we are offering to Jagannath, he will not avoid.
Yeah, I sort of remember that too, the person. Yes. Thank you, Baba.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. You reminded me at one point, this is a side note, but like Karuna Nidhi was mentioning, Lord Balaram killed the Bhagavatam speaker, Ramahashana. And so in this verse, it says he has transcendental qualities. But when we hear that pastime, we like, no, he doesn't. And the reason he doesn't have to have, neither Krishna nor Balaram have to have any transcendental qualities at all, because they're the supreme controller. Krishna cut off the head of Shishupal, but he wasn't like worrying like, who's gonna get me? Usually when we say something or do something, we're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. You know, you live in regret because we're not the supreme controller. You're like, uh-oh, karma's gonna come and get me. So we see that even if Balaram and Krishna don't have transcendental qualities, they don't need to, because they're not entangled in the web of material existence and karma and regret, etc. But anyway,
yeah, exactly.
That only they can have because they're the supreme controller. Ishwaras, we're not. but in this verse, it mentions that Balaram attracted his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. When I hear the word quality, the same point I always bring up is the most important point. Quality control. Any product that's made has to undergo quality control. If the product breaks down after a little pressure, it's considered bad. And if it withstands a lot of pressure, then it's considered attractive. And we see if our car broke down after a week, we're not attracted to it. So we see the great saints, the quality of their character never broke down, despite a lot of difficulties. Haridas Thakur was beaten 22 marketplaces. And he never, the quality of his character broke out. He didn't curse his antagonist, nor did Prahlad with Hiranyakashipu, or Ambarish with Durvasamuni. But when one thing doesn't go our way, you know, the quality of our character goes down, we become so impatient. So one of my main points is that if we don't cultivate these transcendental qualities, then we're to speak of bringing happiness to others. We can't even bring happiness to ourselves. We see that Durvasamuni, you know, he considered himself a great personality. He didn't have these qualities. So we see that if you're envious, if you're intolerant, throughout the history of mankind, I could be wrong, I've never seen anyone who's envious or intolerant or impatient bring happiness to themselves. So there's a quote by Aristotle. He says, "The wicked man cannot be in a position of a friend, even toward himself, because he has nothing in himself which can incite the sentiment of friendship. It is man's duty to flee from wickedness with all his might and strive to be good. And thus may he come to be a friend to himself and may come to be a friend to another." So what are some steps we can move forward to, because a lot of times we think, if I'm selfish, I hurt others. But actually, if you're selfish, you're hurting yourself, because if you're envious, if you want all the popularity, if you want everything to go your way, that's not reality, because you're not Ishwara, you're not Krishna or Balaram. So what are some steps we could do to develop the attraction that actually I'm hurting myself if I don't spend time in Bhagavatam reading the books, you know, or just develop these qualities? And one last other point that I really appreciate Bhaktisiddhanta says, this is, at the opportunity, write this down. There's one important point. This is from the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav Volume 1. The chapter is called Further Instructions and Anecdotes. This quote from Bhaktisiddhanta is from page 48. I'm paraphrasing. One devotee asked him, how is it that people, one devotee asked Bhaktisiddhanta, how is it that devotees who are here in Bhagavatam every day, you know, with their MP3s, reading the books all the time, how is it that the quality of their character breaks down so easily, despite, so Bhaktisiddhanta gave an analogy. He says when we eat food, we become strong. But he says, despite devotees feeding a mind with nutritious Krishna consciousness, they have intestinal worms. Intestinal worms rob you of the nutrition. So he says, when one has these intestinal worms of envy, of intolerance, impatience, then you become frail, just like somebody who's not hearing Krishna katha. So what are some, how do we distinguish whether we're actually properly hearing Krishna katha despite hearing every day? How do we get rid of these intestinal worms, like Bhaktisiddhanta said?
Oh, the answer we hear so many times, how to get the unwanted things out of the system. So nashta praesha badreshu on nityam bhagavata sevajam. So by coming here every day and listening to the Bhagavatam and serving the devotees, praying to Lord Balaram, in one sense, you know, he is the bestower of spiritual strength. We do that, the devotees especially do that during, and we should do it every day, but, you know, during the time of Lord Balaram's appearance, we very, very encouraged to pray very hard for spiritual strength. So we have to cultivate those. And it's the obvious answer, you know. So those unwanted things are the ones who are becoming an obstacle, and we have to pay attention to try to take care of them, eliminate them. We have to take the medicine. If you have worms, you have to basically purge them out. So, and you have to follow a diet. You have to take some medicine, and you have to do certain things that are regulations, and then you're able to get rid of them. Similar. All right, I'm going to stop here. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.